I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. The Toronto Raptors and Toronto Maple Leafs announced this week that both teams will acknowledge that their home arena, the Scotiabank Arena, is built on Native Indigenous lands during pregame proceedings this season. These acknowledgments began during the Maple Leafs and Raptors preseason home games starting on October 7th. And will continue throughout the regular season. Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment, owners of both teams, wrote on their website, quote, "We recognize that our work and the work of our many parties and grantees take place on traditional Indigenous territory across what is now called Ontario. We recognize that our work and the work of our many partners and grantees take place on traditional Indigenous territory across what is now called Ontario. We acknowledge to express gratitude to Mother Earth for her bounty and to honor all the original peoples starting with the Anishinaabe and the Wendat, and including in more recent times the Haudenosaunee, Métis, and Inuit people who have been living on these lands since time immemorial. We also wish to acknowledge that MLSE's Foundation's head office is located on the traditional territory of the Mississauga, as well as the Anishinaabe, the Wendat, and the Haudenosaunee people. This land has been governed by the Dish with One Spoon Wet-Bam Belt for 1,000 years and in recent times by the Williams Treaty and Treaty 13. Today, Toronto, a Wendat word meaning fish wire or where sticks standing in the water, or meeting place, is still known as the meeting place and is still home to many Indigenous peoples across Turtle Island." End quote. The adoption of the land acknowledgement follows both teams honoring Truth and Reconciliation Day on September 30th with the campaign Every Child Matters. The Maple Leafs tweeted out, quote, "Reflect, learn, and remember. Today and every day, every child matters. The Toronto Maple Leafs are committed to utilizing our platform to honor the lost children and survivors of Canadian residential schools, their families, and communities." End quote. A short video narrated by Maple Leafs captain John Tavares outlines the importance of National Truth and Reconciliation Day, as well as the tragic history of Canada's residential school system. The Raptors posted several tweets and Instagram photos in support of Truth and Reconciliation as well, including acknowledgement and direction from Phyllis Webstad, a residential school survivor. Both teams wore orange, as well as changed all media platforms to orange for the day. The day is also known as Orange Shirt Day. Orange Shirt Day started in 2013 and is commemorated every year on September 30th. The Maple Leafs will play their season opener at Scotiabank Arena on October 13th against the Montreal Canadiens. The Raptors will play the Washington Wizards on October 20th at Scotiabank Arena to start their season. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.